You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So what happened to you this weekend? Anything good? Anything fun?
I need a weekend for my weekend. It was a jam-packed one. And the funny thing is this weekend's going to be even worse. But it was busy. We took the kids over to Hudson Gardens on Friday night for their big Magic of the Jack-O-Lanterns display.
How was that?
Yeah, the kids liked it. The kids liked it a lot.
Okay. I'm reading between
the lines. A lot of pumpkins, a lot of people, a lot of walking. It was fine. It's one of those things that you do once, and you're like, all right, that's pretty cool. All right, won't need to do it next year, but yeah, we did that. And then Saturday, we had back-to-back football games, which wrapped up the season. So no more youth football, no more early mornings. Sadly, Reed's team did not win one game the entire season, but they all got their medals at the end, though.
They didn't win a game, and
they didn't
medals.
Win one game, but yeah, they all got their medals for
medals,
participating,
huh?
And... Well, it was good exercise, and friendships were made, and I guess he learned a little bit about football, so that was good. And then Saturday night, we were lucky enough to drop the kiddos off at my parents' house and have a nice little date night, and Aww. We were able to try a new little restaurant that opened up by us that actually our neighbors own a few houses down, a real fancy place.
So you can't really leave a bad Yelp review.
I left a good Yelp review. We took pictures. Well, and you know what? I didn't need to fudge it because it was actually delicious. It was really, really good. And it was super cute because we forgot it's homecoming. It was homecoming weekend. So there's all these little high school kids wandering in their little tuxes and dresses and everything. So it was kind of fun to watch all those kids. And both Nicole and I were like, oh, my God, they're so young. They're so young, you know. It's so cute. They're all trying to act all grown up, you know, and everything. So, we did that and then hit up a couple little dive bars afterwards. And had a really good weekend, man.
That's just a good
weekend. What'd you do?
Well, this could have been a great weekend. We started noticing some issues with Niles the weirdo, who is my 4.5-year-old, 7-pound cat, the exotic short hair. And he's all of a sudden, out of the blue, major behavioral issues that involve urine.
Oh, fun. Stinky.
But it's to the point also where he would get in his litter box and he's like, he couldn't go.
Hmm.
And I was like, oh, crap. I know with cats, they can get like
they get those infections.
Kidney issues
yeah.
and
yep.
bladder issues.
That's what our cat died from.
Liver and
yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Jeremy. Anyway, so finally I was like, well, this is bad. So I took him into the vet Saturday morning. And what the basic takeaway was that it was a case of nerves.
He's got a shy bladder?
Because Gretchen's other daughter, my other stepdaughter, was in town visiting for about 4 days. And she has dogs. So we think that she smelled of dog. It got Niles the weirdo all worked up.
That's funny in itself.
Right. And get a load of this. The vet's like, yeah, just a couple of days. He probably should be fine now that, you know, the other stepdaughter is gone. And the vet bill was $610.
Oh, my God. Really? So, can't they cut you some slack?
So
they had to run tests and everything?
Yes. You got to run tests because, I mean, that can be serious.
Well, you
got to
pay
right?
for the test.
It can be serious. So there were tests. There was two different kind of tests. And this other stuff, and they gave him some fluids, and they gave me some little pills. Putting a pill down a cat's mouth is really fun. If, for those of you who have never tried that before in your life, that is a definite two-person job.
Yeah.
So $610 to find out that he was full of anxiety.
He's got nerves. Aw, poor little kitty.
Poor little kitty.
Poor little kitty.
I wrote a check for $610.
I feel bad for your stepdaughter, too. She smells like dogs.
Well, she doesn't smell
the
like
money
dogs.
Is the least of your worries,
I'm
Dom.
Sure it's like her suitcase and
well, I'm exaggerating,
whatever.
Of course. But
and it might not even have been the smell. It could have just been another strange person in the house. That sometimes that's enough, you know, to get, you know, a cat anxious or something like that.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
$10. Tell me what you could do, Jeremy, with $610.
You need to register for our bill pay, Dom. Mix100.com.
That's the truth. My God, that's the truth.
Brutal.